Yeah.
That's about what he has there, and that's pretty dense.
These are fourplex, these are four high, these are all four high.
That helps you get your parking.
And you can see there's the only area that's open is just right in here. Now, you could always seek a variance for that density for height if you showed the slope. I mean, if you had some reasons you could show, hey, I need to go taller because of this area. Now, whether you get approved or not, I don't know. But, I mean, they have an ability to go try to vary this. So, again, here's that chart that I was showing just to see it again. And this, again, is only for the NR, the two NR districts. We have one and three. So now we got R1, R2, R3. So, of course, I mean, I don't know what your feeling is putting a duplex or a house on the same size lot. I was proposing changing it for a duplex. It'd be 16,000 square foot.
I don't know that it needs to be double, do you? I mean,
well, I'm just starting at a number.
Sure.
Yeah, just throwing some number. The only reason it's double, because then it's splittable. If it's not 16,000, they can't ever subdivide that. I mean, I guess they could with a variance. They'd have to go.
For a while, we let them build duplexes on adjoining lots with zero clearance. You know, the lot line would be the.
But each lot only has to be 4,000.
But I could see. Yeah. I never did like that very well.
So anyway, the only number I filled in was the 16,000, which was just double, so they could meet. Our three-family dwelling. The reason is this table on the right is our subdivision regs. And the main hiccup's the multifamily. You see, it shows that it's 3,000 square feet per dwelling unit. Well, you jump over here, that's all right for threeplexes. But that 3,000 square feet doesn't equate to the 10,000 square feet. I mean, that should be 9,000. Or no, 12. Because it's 3,000. Mm-hmm. And then down here, now you're in a big apartment building, which is still this 3,000 square feet. Now it's down to 2,000. So we're all over the map. These two don't match. So I want you to kind of get your books and look at them and think about different projects, different locations.
Well, I can tell you I'm 100% opposed to the proposed changes. So.
Oh, I knew you would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason why. I mean, there's no reason why a duplex can't be put on 8,000 square feet. They're generally smaller, and you have to have the off-street parking. You know, has to be addressed on any of them. So.
And again, these are just the R districts, and I just proposed this, and I don't like the fact that they don't match. So which one do we go to? So maybe we just need to match this and then consider and just leave that one. And if somebody puts a duplex on there, they just don't split it. And maybe this one needs to change somewhat, and then these matched up to it.
Well, or the 3,000 per square foot, when you go to over four, it's 3,000, you know, per dwelling unit. Then it would match the multifamily one based on the number of units.
The thing is, on the nightly rentals, you know, if you're going to just build a duplex and you're going to live in it, your mother-in-law and the other one, you're building two, three bedrooms. But the nightly rental, when they build a duplex, it's got eight bedrooms or six or whatever.
That's right. So nightly rental is a whole another critter.
Yeah.
And then we got the R districts, which is what we're just kind of looking at here now. So yeah. I don't want to confuse them.
The
no, we're strictly R districts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my main emphasis, the only one I thought to just throw a number out there was this one. But they just don't match. So we need to work towards
subdivision regulations, zoning regulations.
They don't match.
They ought to match.
Yep. That's it.
George.
Yeah.
You can hear.
I have a solution.
You as a developer.
We can turn it all over to a homeowners association.
Oh, yeah.
Your opinion, how would that affect you?
I'm not a developer because I always tended to build a Buick and I couldn't compete with other people who remained unnamed. And so I wouldn't put a nice duplex to 8,000 square feet if you had a gun to my head. That's the minimum standards. And I've never done anything, and I know this sounds pretty terrible, I've never done anything to minimum standards. So it wouldn't have affected me if I was going to go back and jump in and develop something else again. Minimum standards, then the floor won't fall in, but it doesn't mean the China cabinet won't crack when you walk across it.
Right.
So it wouldn't affect me. There are those who would. But not the minimum standards.
You hope to exceed minimum standards.
Mm-hmm.
You hope to exceed minimum standards.
You have to.
Well, yeah.
You're going to be competitive, and you can be those who will make the name.
So this is just informational. You'll come out with something.
Yep. We'll talk about it next month, barring we don't have. Well, we don't have.
Really?
This is kind of good timing. You guys have a duplex platted subdivision coming through next month. The Redford one on Sycamore Church. So you'll get to look at density and number of lots, and the neighbors will be here. So we can't do anything about it, but his lots are all right at 8,000. He's got a couple at 7,900 he's going to have to change. But they're all 8,000, 82, 81, 82, and he's going to put a duplex on every one of those. So
not nightly rental, we're talking about just...
Nope, it's just R2. Yeah.
So is that where somebody came to do an apartment on the back end of that?
No, this was an R2 zoning on Sycamore Church Road that you guys...
I thought somebody came not too long ago.
That's on
working.
B Creek.
Oh, that was B Creek?
Yeah, B Creek apartment.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, you got 8,000 on your single family. On your duplex, I'd be more inclined to think maybe 12,000.
Well, that was a number I thought of, too, and I just threw out the 60.
Much think about
it. That's right. But
you
12.
Can do that, George, because you're going to do above minimum standards.
That's right.
But us people that aren't going to do, that want to do minimum standards, should be allowed to.
So it may be June or July
before
we
get
through these.
Yeah. No, if you want to be minimum, knock yourself out.
That's what I say.
That's all I got.
All right. Anything else?
That's
can I get a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, it's
so moved.
All right.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
All right. Meeting adjourned.